two different kinds of pillows. Feather and a...
Okay, it's Marie Gill.
Yeah. Well, okay. See? Lou Sandy Richmond. What's that man's wife's name here?
Louisa Rose?
Louise.
John well, Richmond, Louisa Rose. I've got the family.
Well, you get it. Okay. Now I'll tell you how that all happened.
Yeah. I think he was illegitimate, wasn't he?
Yeah. But that there, he was a brother, though.
Let's see, here's John Richmond, Louisa Rose, and their oldest one was John Henry, born February 1845. Then the next one was Jacob.
Well, now, John Henry, see, this old lady had Uncle John Henry. She was a Rose.
Yeah.
After that, she married the old Richmond guy, and they had Jake and Lynn and James and,
yeah.
Their daughter, what was her name?
Lydia. Yeah.
And I don't know no more of their daughters, but now they had her, and she married Marion Dollar, Lydia Richmond.
Okay.
Now, I don't know who their father, but now for John Henry, he was a brother to my father and all them, but see, she already had him, and after that, her and that old Richmond guy got married.
So.
And she had the rest of the family.
So John Henry and Jacob are just half-brothers then?
No. See, she were a Rose.
Yeah.
And she had John Henry, but the Richmond. And after that, her and that Richmond got married.
Oh, I see. So he is the son of John Richmond.
He is, yeah.
But why did he change his name to Rose then?
Well, she was a Rose, but she had him, you see, before they got married.
Yeah.
And then after that, she married the Richmond, had the rest of the children.
But that was still his father, though.
Rose was.
John Richmond was still John Henry's father.
Father, yes, he was.
Well, since they went ahead and got married and all that, and that was his father, I wonder why he didn't just go ahead and take
his name. Know, but now them over around the Isle of Peel, they go over Richmond and Rose both.
Yeah?
They sure do. Homer, you know, some of them say Homer Richmond, others say Homer Rose. That's well, they're Richmond. Now out in Indiana, they go name a Rose. Down here, they're going to name Richmond.
Huh.
There's a bunch of them in Indiana, a whole bunch of them.
There is.
They sure are.
I found that. I thought that's how that happened.
Well, now that's how it happened, all right. Because my father and them told me about you, see, and then after that she married the Richmond.
Yeah.
I had their same father and had all them children by.
Huh. Yeah, I found that he was born in February 1845 and they weren't married till January 1846.
Yeah, well, that's the way it happened. She went right ahead and married the one she had him by. He might have been in, so I don't know how it went. Well, you know, I liked a long ways of being born then.
Yeah. Huh.
I wouldn't know where anybody ought to change it or not, would you? Because I don't know that much.
That seems strange that he'd take the name Rose. If that John Richmond wouldn't have been his father,
Well, now, John Richmond was his father, all right. And I don't know how come him take the Rose, nobody else didn't either.
Well, that's strange.
But then he might not have been. See, I just don't know. But she claimed he was.
That he was John Richmond's son.
Yeah, John Richmond's son. And I guess it was, because Uncle John Henry Richmond, Dad and them called him. That wouldn't have made him any relation to him. He hadn't have been that old man's son, you see.
He'd just be a stepson,
yeah,
otherwise.
Yeah, that's the way it
is.
Huh. Now, what was the old lady's name?
Louisa Rose.
Louisa Rose. She's Uncle John Henry's wife, ain't she? Her uncle, was that my dad's mother's Mary. But I don't see why they didn't tell us about their folks. Do you see why they didn't?
No, they didn't say much about them, huh?
No, I don't even know where my grandmother's grave is. I know where she's buried, but don't worry.
Who, Mary Jane?
Yeah, Mary Jane.
You don't even know where she's buried at?
Yes, she's buried at Richmond Cemetery.
Does she have a tombstone?
Don't have a thing. I don't know if she got a little rocker grave or not.
How about Jacob Richmond? Does he have a tombstone?
No, but he's buried at Ball Point, his last wife. His third wife had him buried by her, Jane Butler. He married Mary Jane Butler, and then he married Linda. He married, what was her name? I'll just go and ask my sister and all what her son's name was, and then I'll get that for you and take it by a minute.
Okay.
Please. she's still knows. But she said to me that her granddad's last wife he married had a, was a, he's married three times. His last name, ain't you got Lucy in yet for once?
The Mary Jacob Richmond?
Yeah.
That's, his first wife was Mary Jane.
Mary
Butler,
Jane,
right?
And he married again.
Now was Mary Jane? Mary Jane was another of your dad.
Yeah,
wasn't she?
That's all you want to know, ain't just to get a straight nip so you know the.
Well, yeah. Then who was the second wife?
Well, she Bessie said she was a Logan.
A Logan.
Yeah, all I remember was her son married Belle Horsley, and she was old. She had kids over here. That's what we was concerned about.
Did this Logan have any children by him?
Well, no, she didn't. She already had this boy.
Okay, so Mary Jane Butler, the first wife, was the only one that had all the kids.
Yeah, she's one. Him and his last wife had two.
Oh, they did?
Him and Jane Butler had Charlie Richmond and Lewis Richmond. Charlie and Lewis was their name.
And they were the sons of the second Jane
Butler.
Yeah,
they was a half-brother to my dad.
Was this second Jane Butler related to the first Mary Jane Butler?
No, she just married Jane Butler, some of my grandmother's folks, or her first husband.
Oh, I see. That Butler was their married name.
Yeah, I believe she married. I just don't hardly know. See, her Charlie and me's about the same age. Charlie she had by my granddad, you know. I ain't much older than he is. And she had them two children and by him.
Yeah. Well, I might be able to find that over at Vanceburg. I was going to go over there after a while.
Yeah.
On the way over there.
You're getting along pretty good with it, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm coming along.
There ain't nobody living in Paul Delbert. He's a poor feller. He can't tell you nothing. He'll rattle out and tell you a whole lot of things you don't remember, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of don't remember things as good as that. It worries too much.
Yeah.
And, well, how is your mom?
She's getting along real good.
She is. What about Irene?
Irene,
yeah.
Yeah, she was up a month or so ago. She seemed to be doing
okay.
Where
is she living at? Nashtown?
Yeah, I believe so.
Well, I didn't know. I thought one time I'd send her a Christmas card, but didn't know where to send it to. But
yeah.
Lucy called me one night and talked a half hour, and she told
me
Bill was really bad. Oh, wonder if he ever got any better.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about him.
He had his, I think he's got a heart trouble. I don't know.
Yeah?
But, let's see, who was that Audrey was down at Addie's? I think her and your mom was both down there not too long ago, over to Addie Richmond.
Yeah, about a month or so.
Do you stop and see Addie?
Yeah, I was over there the other day. I'm going to go back by this evening.
How's she getting along?
She seemed to do pretty good.
Did she ever have water put in her trailer?
No.
Law, I swear, I wouldn't do without it, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, I wouldn't do that for $1,000 a month. I swear, if I had to do that water, where does she get water?
I don't know. I don't know where she does.
I wonder how that woman makes it.
I don't know. She's been doing it a long time, though.
She sure has. Law me, I'd have me a big well drill when you...
Yeah, I sure would.
But you know everybody ain't alike, aren't they? Mm-hmm. No, we had so much sickness in the family, and I was operated on again since then. You makes thrash in 4 years.
Is that right?
Yeah, I had to have my bladder operated on and had to have my gallbladder taken out. I hadn't had to... You went right then, it'd have bursted, you see. That was the day before Christmas I had to go.
Huh.
And then I had to go, he's in there the 30th of... No, he got to come back for the 30th of May. He's around Lexington three times. Said 7 days a month and 3 days a month. And then back twice. And they told him one of the things they could do for his foot. I want to just take it off. And he won't have to come.
What's wrong with his foot?
Well, it got down to right here. And blood vein shut off.
Huh.
Right there. That's as far down as it goes. And ain't no circulation going down in his foot. Well, they told him, when he come out, he'd run acid in his veins. And he went back and stayed 3 days. He put that acid in his veins. My nurse said that's harder than going to have his foot took off. He laid there that 3 days. And when it come out, the same thing.
Didn't open up a thing to it. Huh.
And I just don't know. They told him he could have it took off and live for years. He's just 76. About this boy that married Karen here, His granddad had his foot took off. He lived to be 83 years old.
Yeah.
And there's an old guy in here at Bainsburg had his foot took off. He's 83 and way up here, and he said his stuff take off, drop right above his ankle.
Well, what would happen if he lose it on?
Well, it'll go all through his body and kill him.
It will?
Yes, indeed. Ain't a thing that it can do for it but that. He had kids call that special support one. He's going to have one come down from Columbus. Now, it'll be just the same, and you know that's cost anything like that is.
Yeah?
Hospital bill, I stayed in there 11 days, was $2,800.
Is that right?
Now, you know that's a whole lot of money, ain't it?
Do you have any kind of insurance to cover
Well, we didn't have to pay at all. But again, we just got unpaid the week before Ari went in.
Huh.
$35 here and $85 there, and just the first one thing in the other. You know how that runs.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but person, if you take it, you just have to put up with it now. And I don't know. I said I wouldn't tell him to go, because if anything happened, man, everybody lay it on me, maybe. And all the kids, I don't want to have to call.
No, that's the choice he has to make.
Yeah, he has to do it himself. That's what they told me. You want a sandwich or something?
Oh, no.
You don't. We eat late, and I thought maybe you might be hungry.
No, I just ate not too long ago.
Well, I don't know. Seeing me like I just had the best help to her
age.
Yeah,
she's doing awful good.
Yeah.
She's getting along that well without water and electricity. Well, she's got electricity, but...
She finally had it put in, didn't she?
Yeah.
Well, all you know that one... Cost her hardly nothing to have her a well drilled there, would you?
I don't know. I guess she's got enough to have it done if she wanted it.
Yeah.
But she's getting along okay, so.
Well, so she gets along good. She has all she wants to eat.
Yeah.
She used to live to over here and eat. She don't ever have no way now going to a place, does
she? No. She goes into that dinner thing they have in the evenings three nights a week. Yeah, they pick
Who
her up on the bus.
Well, that's a good trip for her.
It comes around
and
gets
you. I just don't fool with him, and I need the money. He don't like to. And of course, I wouldn't want to go, you know. And the kids move. They remind me of a big basement. They're going to move down there.
Yeah.
And the rest of the family don't like it. Well, I can't stay here, and I ain't able to lift all around. If he got sick, I ain't supposed to lift nothing.
Yeah.
And I think part of them's crazy. That's what you think. About not wanting none of them to live in with us to take you. You know, somebody's got to help, ain't they?
Yeah.
You know, if your mother was sick and then there and you couldn't, somebody'd have to help you take care of her.
Yeah.
But it's just up to, they can just say what they want to, because I can't, if you don't stay off his foot, though, it'll set up gangrene.
Huh.
He gets out and worrying about the farm and things. I ain't going to worry nothing about it. Because we can buy what we eat, and the kids all able to buy what they eat. They're all working.
Huh.
But one, and he works in the log woods all the time. I mean, they're all on public jobs, you know.
Yeah.
And some of them makes $400 a week. Five or six of them makes that, of her family works at that.
Yeah,
and I said, they need to worry about that. What they've got, if we didn't ever give them a dime, they'd be just well off, better off than we are.
Yeah.
Well, we've got such a big family, some of them don't say nothing about it.
Yeah.
Four or five of them does, and so everybody tells us that's our business, it's not paying no attention to them. Yeah, now that's Kenley Logan at Bell Horse they married, and Louise.
Kenley
Lucy
Logan?
Kenley Logan, she's Bell Horse. That's who my grandfather married his mother for his first wife.
What's her first name?
I don't know. I swear I believe her name was... What was her name? I'm like Bessie. Bessie Richmond says she'll inquire around and find out that. I could tell. But she ain't got no brothers. See, they're all dead now, just me and Delbert.
Yeah.
And all them older ones would have known if they'd have been living, you see.
Yeah.
Huh. Grace died since you was here that time, didn't she?
Yeah.
She died May the 3rd.
She died before I was here.
She did?
Yeah.
Well, then they'd all died for her. She died in May the 3rd, and her boy died May the 2nd.
Huh.
No, May the 11th. That's because they just buried her, and he and the other one was in the hospital, Randall, and he got out after them two got in. There's all three in there. Now, you know that was pitiful, wasn't it?
Yeah. Came on them all at once.
Yeah, but they have a heart condition. They can't get back after their father's folks.
Yeah.
And she didn't have no care. That's where she got her sickness after she just run here and there and sold her farm and beat her out of the banyan.
Yeah.
She never knew what went. It's just worried self death of her.
Wonder where the Richmonds came from, Virginia.
Well, I don't know that either. Or his family come. But I don't know. I used to know, but I swear to goodness, Black Bessie, I forgot, is in old Virginia somewhere. Well, I don't know if it's from Richmond, Virginia.
Did they tell you the name of a county they came from?
It seemed to me like it. Dad said they came from Richmond, Virginia. It's either named after them or they's named after it. It's where they got their name. But I don't remember, you see.
Huh.
They just never did talk much about it. You know people ain't like they are now, are they?
No.
They don't talk about nothing like that. Now, Oscar's been out, our oldest son, trying to get all that straightened up on the Gillum side.
Oh, yeah?
He went through the Gillum Gap when he's going to Arizona that time.
Oh, is that where they're from, out there?
No. Ari's granddad, they come across the waters when he's 9 years old.
Is that right?
8 and a half, you which one? And they were, his folks were, he was a Gillum. And there's an ash. Now that ash cemetery on Trofkin?
Yeah.
Some of our people's buried there. The old generation buried there at the ash cemetery.
Huh.
And then there's some of the Richmonds buried. Don't know if you could find it or not. I don't know. Go right straight on through Isle of Hill. And you come to where there used to be an old truck stop.
Yeah.
They've closed up now. Right on the front over hill, there's two houses there. And one's a McLeese lives there, Mackie McLeese. And a Webb lady lives right on over from it. And Mackie's grandmother is Ari's sister.
Yeah.
And she said she went to pick berries. Got up right at the pine. There's two new houses. Thanks that one I'm in the graveyard. Two little new houses up there. And she said they got up around them pines and this went to find in Richmond. Richmond's one right after another. And said her daughter, Betty Joseph, mom's, you reckon it's any of Aunt Marie's family? She said, well, it sure it is.
Huh.
And now that might be where Uncle John Henry and Lewis Richmond and Winfield Richmond, all of them was buried.
Yeah.
That's right. I bet you remember that little truck stop if you've ever run on towards Moorhead from there. Just right in above Olive Hill, yeah. Right in above Olive Hill. I don't think she lives over. And that little truck stops there and go right on over a little hill there, and there's a McLeese.
Is that coming out of 60? Coming out of
60? That's going towards Moorhead, yeah. Right on. And on Old 6, you know, go through, just start from Olive Hill and go that way. Don't turn off on that new road. And she said she found an awful lot of Richmond's graves in there.
I'll be darned.
And I figured that was Uncle John Henry's name.
Wonder what they'd be doing over there. They lived in Lewis County, though, didn't they?
Well, no, I think Uncle John Henry lived in Carter County. Ain't him and Aunt New Sandy when they...
You're right.
Yeah,
you're
they right. lived they in did. Carter County. That's the reason they're not none of them buried in Lewis County. Not none of the Richmonds, only Uncle Lynn's. I mean, none of Uncle John Henry's, but they're all buried in Carter County somewhere.
Huh.
And now Uncle Lynn's, he's buried at the Richmond Cemetery.
Yeah.
I believe maybe it's Stanford Cemetery. Don't know. But I know Uncle Joe and... Uncle Lynn's and Granddad's buried at Ball Pond.
Yeah.
But I believe I sure do that Granddad's a second wife was Aunt Lucindy. We called her Grandma. I never did see her.
Lucinda Logan, probably?
Yeah. Lucindy or Louindy, I forget which one's a funny name.
Huh.
But now Aunt Lucinda Richmond, she's been to our house a many of a time. Because when my older sister died, Dad went and got her to come over and stay a week for my mother, you know. She's in such a shape. She comes stay the week with her.
There ain't no old family Bible or anything like that, is there?
No. Russell's wife had that, but it wouldn't have been it, because they never put nothing in it. They didn't. They sure didn't.
Wasn't nothing in it?
No. They never wrote nothing in. People just, back there, I don't know, do you? They just didn't.
Poor
things, weren't very many of them ever educated much.
Yeah, lots of them couldn't read or write.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, let's see. Well, Jacob could read and write.
Yeah, my dad could. He couldn't write very good, but he was good in figuring. He could write till you could read it all.
Yeah.
My mother could write her name as good as anybody. She just didn't want to fool with it. She could have wrote.
I believe that old John Richmond could write. You know, you find their old deeds and stuff.
Yeah.
And if they sign their name, and if they don't, that'll say his or her mark and have a little X there.
Little X there. That'd be a pitiful way now for him. But now people write today, does it?
Yeah.
I know people today that does that.
Huh.
A girl told me here a while back, she went clear through the 8th grade, said she couldn't read enough to get her driver's license. Well, I said, now that's something I never heard of.
Yeah, that sounds about like
a school
today.
I said, I didn't go
today.
That far, and I said, I can read about anything that's going along. But I said, I never heard of that. But I said, I don't know if I want to like get my driver's license. I said, how'd you get through the 8th grade enough to... I said, what did you do about your figures and things? So I said, I can do a little bit of figuring. I said, well, you know you can read enough to get your driver's license. I said, no, I couldn't. Did you ever hear that?
Yes.
I said, well, how did they get you through the 8th grade then? Well, they put me on one of them, but don't believe she ever went in. And you know they ain't going to do that, or they wouldn't be allowed to.
Well, they're getting them through high school that don't know how to read and write very much.
That's what the kids say.
Yeah.
They claim these kids right now, some of them got the, taken what the 4th graders used to take, and the 6th graders, this boy of hers is, but he's good. He can really knock it. I reckon he's in the 2nd grade.
You ever hear what Mary Jane Butler's father's name was?
Well, now, Mary Jane, I was called Roy Gillum's wife.
Oh, was she
know,
done?
Because that's her grandpa.
Yeah.
Oh. That's her grandpa.
It was?
Yeah, I'm going to get in on that.
Is she your aunt?
No, been hurt her late. I'll call her and see.
Well, I'll be on here
with
me.
What? You mean she's a generation farther back than you are?
Butler, you had that on there, didn't you?
Yeah.
That might have been it for David Butler, was her grandfather, was Moses' father's name. And that...
Her father was Dave Butler?
Moses Butler's father was. Moses, my father, she was first cousin. My mother was Moses, my grandmother was Moses' aunt.
Well, who was this lady you just talked to?
Roy Gillum's wife, she was a butler. And I thought maybe surely her people told her something about it, you know. But she said Moses never did tell her. If I don't take my vitamins, I've got something wrong with my mind, it'll just jerk.
Huh.
Take some spells, don't take it too often. Or it's got pillows all over the place.
Well, I found that Mary Jane Butler's father was William Butler, and Frances was her mother.
Frances Butler, yeah.
But I don't know what her maiden name was.
Let me see, Frances was, Uncle Dave Butler's wife is Marg Butler.
You don't know her maiden name, do you?
No, I don't. Uncle Dave Butler's wife was Marg Butler. And I don't know who he married. I don't know if she's a Smith or not. I just don't hardly know. Ain't it a pity we didn't get in all this years ago?
Yeah, it is. I'll leave you one of my charts. I got some out in the car.
Okay, I'll show it to the kids and when they come in. And Oscar's coming through from Florida. They're going to stop off here, been down there on a. They're going to stop here to come back through.
Yeah.
First one and now it just comes in at a time. And
let's see, your grandpa Riley was James Riley, wasn't he?
Yeah, James Riley. And my grandma Riley, she was a Jordan. You've got her name.
Delilah Jordan?
Lila Jordan. She's buried on Briar.
Yeah.
And
does she have a tombstone?
She's got a little rock, and I didn't even know where it's at, though. My daughter found it, and the way she found it, they got a Jeep, and boy, they really scanned the woods. They go everywhere in it. Clear over in Round County and Bracken County and everywhere, just to be a traveling.
And she had a tombstone
and
there?
No, I'll tell you how this went. She passed the right along, just like road took off right where that wind is at. And she looked back and seen a big new monument there. We'd had one of our neighbors that died about 5 or 6 years ago. And she just looked back through the glass and said, We call our husband Tick for a nickname. Said, Tick, there's a big new monument back there. I said, Brown on. Did you reckon that could be Lizzie Brown in a place like this? Well, he said, we'll just back out and see. So they just backed out and got out, and it was Lizzie Brown, our neighbor from in here at town.
Yeah?
Well, there was a great big monument about that high, made out of a big slick creek rock.
Yeah?
And said, John Jordan. And he had died December in 1902.
Yeah?
1900, no, I said 19. He'd been dead 72 years.
Who was he?
He was the brother to my grandmother, John Jordan. Well, now, we don't know if my grandmother was buried beside of him or not, but she didn't have nothing to go by.
Yeah.
And ours was her funeral, the one with the pew there, and he said he didn't think about making something on that rock where we could tell. He didn't think anybody would ever be back there, which she ain't, but me and her, me and my daughter.
And Delilah had a brother named John.
John, she had one named Joe. And she had another, let me see, what was her other name? John, Jared, and Joe.
John.
And what was the other name? She had three. What was their name? She even had her pictures on. But besides Uncle John and Uncle Joe, there's a, I swear I don't know the other's name.
Well, now that'll help me, because I've had trouble finding out who her parents were. You know, you can look in the census and find that.
Yeah, well, now, who on earth was that?
But now that I know those two brothers, I might be able to locate her.
Uncle John Jordan and Uncle Joe Jordan, I've heard her talk about them. But I swear I forget what their mother, or what the other brother was. Yeah, Lynn.
Lynn?
Lynn, I believe it was Lynn Moore, or Lynn Jordan.
L-Y-N-N or something like
that? I just don't know. And now let me see, there's another. What was his name? There's Joe and John.
And Lynn.
Lynn, I believe. And if you find three of her brothers, I don't know if that's just his name or not, but you'll probably find them.
Yeah.
Did you have them to drive?
Yeah.
Well, and all over the house. I'll call John Hammond. He'll get a hold of you later on. Well, I see John Hammond's mother was a sister to Moses Butler's wife, too. I sent John's number out.
Yeah?
Oh, they had to offer a lot of pictures. Well, don't you just never say nothing about it if they were accepted. And I went back not too long ago and I told them, sister-in-law, I said, Nora, the kids want to see them pictures of my sister and my mother's brother.
Yeah.
And my father.
Yeah.
And my father was 17.
Yeah.
My mother's brother. And I swear I never seen no prettier people than they were.
Yeah.
Took on 10, all this, all rest up, had Uncle John, Uncle
yeah.
Joe, and all them. She said, I don't know nothing about them. I said, wonder what went on. Don't know, I never did see. Well, I had them in a big box about that long wood.
Yeah?
All kinds of pictures. It's a sad to look at. Never did see them.
And you, so you don't know where they're at?
No, so they have them out here. And so that just said it. Like Bessie Richard said, there wasn't nothing I could do about it, was it? But I think Mary Grace went over had them because we was all two girls above, don't you?
Yeah?
And then we could let the rest of them see. Poor thing, don't know she's in the world of me now. Patrick, I know step on my little flower out there. Yeah, he wouldn't have his. See that there had been Uncle Dave Butler's father. It had been my grandmother's. That'd been her grandfather. That's going way back then. I told John, Aunt Alice Hamilton's awful good about keeping that thing like that. And I bet they've got four or five old Bibles up there at their house.
Yeah.
And she'd always remember the things. That's John's mother, you know.
Yeah.
And he said he'd look, and if he found anything, he'd let me know.
Okay.
John's niece lives up there. I'll call her sometime. She works of a day.